Welcome to Jazz Night in America. I'm Christian McBride. It's the final episode of our Youngblood series. For the past 4 weeks, we've heard from four emerging artists who are making waves with their unique sounds. Watch out, y'all. These young cats are about to take off. The last, and definitely not least, Youngblood we're going to check out is a dynamite saxophonist out of Philly, Emmanuel Wilkins.
I would go on a limb to say that we are the generation that is refining what generations before us opened the door for. Maybe we won't change music for another 10, 20, 30 years, but the way that the music will change will be way more for the better.
Emmanuel and I have similar beginnings. We came up alongside Philly's finest musicians before heading to Juilliard to hone our chops. This hometown show is a special one, and all of the music this hour comes from Emmanuel's album release show for The Seventh Hand, presented by Ars Nova Workshop at Philomoka.
I've been fascinated with putting the music in front of different people and putting it in spaces that maybe aren't usual for jazz music, and Philomoka was a place that a lot of my friends had played at, and I knew it was an unconventional venue for the music.
Let's kick things off with some music from that show. This is Emanation.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Don't Break. Before that, Emanation. Both written by saxophonist Emmanuel Wilkins, performed here by his quartet featuring Micah Thomas on piano, Daryl Johns on bass, and Kwaku Sumbri on drums. Emmanuel Wilkins was born in 1997 and grew up in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, just outside of West Philly. Music was a force in his childhood home.
I found old transcriptions of like Benny Golson or Archie Shepp from my father. And then, you know, my mom owned a bunch of vinyls. Her vinyl collection was huge. So the music was always playing around the house. Hey! My first album that I owned myself was a James Brown record. I thought I knew all the lyrics, but I really was just kind of screaming.
James Brown, see? Emmanuel and I do have a lot in common. We both cut our teeth in the Philly scene and learned from some of the best musicians and instructors around, including Lovett Hines, founder of the Clef Club of Philadelphia.
The Clef Club was super instrumental in my growth and everything I do.
Mr. Hines is a big believer in learning on the bandstand. Those jam sessions shaped the musician Emmanuel is today.
I think the jam session is really special because it's actually not for the audience. It's for us. It's for the musician. Kind of a general pursuit of everyone on the bandstand to reach higher, you know? And so I think that was kind of the beginnings of even me feeling like I could be a vessel, or I felt like I could channel something through the music.
When Jazz Night in America returns, we'll hear how Emmanuel's move to New York City helped take his art to the next level. I'm Christian McBride. It's Jazz Night in America, and I'm Christian McBride. Welcome back to our Young Blood series, a chance for us to shine a light on the next generation of jazz musicians. This episode, saxophonist Emmanuel Wilkins. In 2015, Emmanuel moved from Philadelphia to New York City to attend Juilliard. There, he developed his compositional voice with the help of a theory professor that put him on to the genius of Bach's catalog. Evenings were spent jamming with friends or exploring the city for creative inspiration, and he found plenty at the Met Opera, where he digested hours and hours of Wagner's Ring Cycle.
I took art history like my first 3 years of college. The idea of the Gesamtkunstwerk, that kind of means like this all-encompassing body of work where the set design, the clothing, the music, the libretto, everything is just done to the kind of the highest level possible in all sides of whatever the piece is.
Wagner's concept of a total body of work where the composition, performance, and visuals are all in sync first took shape on Emmanuel's debut album, Omega, on Blue Note Records. Released only a year after graduating from Juilliard in 2019.
When I wrote this music, I was kind of thinking about writing an hour-long suite of music. I guess the medium of writing suites has been something that I've kind of gravitated towards ever since maybe when I was in high school. I love the idea of coming up with motifs and integrating them throughout the entire hour or however long the suite is, kind of morphing the material, molding the material, and like changing it up. I feel like there's a lot of emotional value in manipulating motifs.
He tested this form on Omega with a 30-minute suite that consisted of four parts. He refined this concept on 2022's The Seventh Hand, where Emmanuel utilized the structure of a suite to bring his quartet to a state of what he calls vesselhood.
Part of what made me write The Seventh Hand was thinking about the aspect of Pentecostalism, of people catching the Holy Spirit, or what it means to be filled up with the Holy Spirit. Maybe I could write a piece of music that could even channel that kind of idea of being a vessel, you know, just like speaking in tongues is, or, you know, all the, you know, rigmarole, the hooping and hollering. Maybe that's happening through me, but it's happening through the music.
Emmanuel never visits that spiritual place alone. His bandmates are right there with him, playing shoulder to shoulder in the trenches each night.
You know, they're all open to whatever the pursuit is, and they trust me as a band leader, band member, and composer. One of the big things in everyone kind of believing in the process and in the work, and the only way to get to that place of becoming a vessel is everyone has to be vulnerable. Everyone has to actually give 100% of themselves to the process in order for it to work. Between the band, it's always kind of an act of communion for all of us. Just whenever we're on stage together and playing together, feels like a gathering of four friends, because we're all really close friends.
The love and respect they have for one another are felt in this next tune, Fugitive Ritual, Selah. Let's listen to that now.
Thank you.
Fugitive Ritual Salah by saxophonist Emmanuel Wilkins. It featured Micah Thomas on piano, Daryl Johns on bass, and Kwaku Sumbri on drums. When Jazz Night in America returns, we'll go back in time to see where it all began. I'm Christian McBride. I'm Christian McBride. Welcome back to Jazz Night in America's Young Bloods episode on saxophonist Emmanuel Wilkins. Emmanuel's been in the spotlight for quite some time now. Back when he was 12 years old, he was interviewed for the YouTube channel Jazz on My Mind with host Richard Blackwell. Let's listen to a bit of that conversation now.
Not only do you love jazz, you love playing jazz. Tell the audience, why do you love playing jazz and why do you like being such a big part of jazz?
Well, jazz is... See, it's different than all other genres.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with classical, you know, you're playing the part straight off the paper. With jazz, it's more of like a self-expression,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you get to express yourself more.
Yes, my wife Robin is an educator.
That's Tony Wilkins, Emmanuel's father.
So it was almost a natural progression to say, hey, look, let's get him involved in music. He's made up his mind that music is where he wants to be.
So we teach him the honor God first in all that he does.
Yes.
That his gifts and talents come from the Lord. And
yes.
That he owes God that amount of service to give his gifts and talents back to God.
Mm-hmm.
And God will continue to bless him.
That's Robin Wilkins, Emmanuel's mother, speaking on some of the religious values they instilled in him at a young age.
Now, I asked your mom and dad, what do they see in the future for you? I'm going to ask you, what do you inspire to do with your musical talent?
I want to be a music teacher in a professional position.
Do you have any inclinations to go in the studio and do any jazz recordings? Because,
mm-hmm.
see, I plan on playing some of your music. Once you go in the studio, I plan on being one of the radio personalities that will play Emmanuel Wilkins' song. Do you plan on going in the studio?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm glad you do, because it would be a pleasure to say that I interviewed this young man when he was 12, and now he's 20, whatever, and I get a chance to play your music. That's really wonderful. I'm really happy for you.
Emmanuel, now in his mid-20s, revisited this captured moment from his past with a smile.
To see myself now, then, would be so crazy. It feels like I'm doing exactly what everyone kind of had set out for me and what I had set out for myself. So it's something I'm super thankful for. It's so crazy to feel like I'm a part of a straight line, you know. I had a quiet, slow build because it definitely kind of lent itself to me refining my work and I'm happy I focused a lot. I was thorough from a young age. I just wanted to play good.
Let's close things out with one more tune from Emmanuel and his quartet at Philomoca, with Micah Thomas piano, Daryl Johns bass, and Kwaku Sumbri drums. This is Lighthouse.
Thank you. Thank you.
wraps our final episode in the Youngblood series. You can listen to all our episodes at our website, npr.org/jazznight. And make sure to follow us on socials at Jazz Night in America. Jazz Night in America is a production of WBGO Studios, Jazz and Lincoln Center, and NPR Music. This episode was written and produced by Donnell Wedderburn with Trevor Smith, Sarah Giletti, and Alex Arif. Assistant producer, Camilo Garzon. Consulting editor, Katie Simon. Episode mixed by Ron Scalzo. Saraya Muhammad is our project manager. Our concert was produced by Mark Christman at Ars Nova Workshop and Josh Jackson at WRTI. It was recorded and mixed by Tyler McClure and Paul Marchesani. Special thanks to Jim Currisman and Mariah Wilkins. Keith Jenkins is the Vice President of Visuals and Strategy at NPR Music. Executive producers are Gabrielle Armand and Anya Grundman. I'm Christian McBride.